This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. A Colorado man was sentenced in federal court Tuesday for a fraud scheme to build a wall along the U.S. southern border. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Timothy Shea received a 5-year sentence for his role in the We Build the Wall fundraiser. The 51-year-old and two co-defendants raised $25 million through an online crowdsourcing campaign. The money was routed to bank accounts and other entities controlled by the three men. Shea was convicted of conspiracy to commit wire fraud, money laundering, and obstruction of justice last October. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The trial for a former Fort Lupton police officer began this week. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galvo reports the officer put a handcuffed woman in a police car that was hit by a train.
A lawyer for Officer Jordan Steinke says she didn't know the car was parked on train tracks when she put Yereni Rios Gonzalez inside. The defense argues the tracks were hard to see because they were flush with the road, and video shows there were no illuminated crossing signs or gates. Steinke is charged with attempted manslaughter, and her trial is scheduled to end this week. Meanwhile, the Platteville officer who parked the car is charged with reckless endangerment. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
Indigenous leaders are considering legislative action to protect their access to water. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled the federal government has no duty to help the Navajo Nation secure water rights. John Echohawk with the Native American Rights Fund in Boulder says leaders are considering asking Congress for help.
Unless we have a very specific law that says they have to do it, then they can stand idly by and not help us protect our land and our natural resource.
It will cost less to ride the Bustang in August and September. The statewide bus service to cities along Interstate 25 and I-70 will cut fares in half for the next 2 months. In Denver, high at 94 this afternoon, Grand Junction hitting 99. This is CPR News.